is Parker Pathway. We are on May 20th, 2007, and we have a full day out of various stories, of which they're not in priority order, of which I'll give comments about. And I wanted to mention that the Security and Prosperity Partnership Act concept of having the Mexican truckers come across the Mexican line into America and go into Canada, that was voted down as not a pilot program. Was, I believe the vote was a 411 to whatever that was, couple dozen. So I think Parker Pathways listeners were not the complete impetus for that. But the whole thing is that I appreciate the concept of you picking up the banner for the phrase that I pulled together, which is haul America back to democracy. And I'm thinking seriously of having that as one of the monikers for the Parker Pathway shows as we move along into other arenas. Because this all ties in with the concept of processes for machinery generators, pharmaceutical drugs that are made from those, and the whole concept of how food processing, food, and other aspects of our human body, food that we eat, processes we absolutely eat, but we need water to make it work, which leads me into a very interesting concept. When I first started on Parker Pathways, I had 2 points. One was chloramine causes collateral health damage, which is on the homepage of RBN. And if you read it carefully, that was copywritten in 2006. I actually put that into the national arena in the year 2004. And of course, it's been translated into many languages and is now a moniker for the decision process in Washington, D.C. One of the things that we're talking about here is that the next water war will not be a water war, but it'll be a war on water. And 11 retired generals have signed off on this as of in the past 2 weeks. They use this chloramine causes collateral health damage as a footnote to that concept. I'm going to be talking a lot about this because, as we go along with many shows, I've talked about treaties with other countries, I've talked about genetics, I've talked about the concept of the mixing of the treaties and the concept of the human condition, which is affected indirectly and directly by nation states, and how this affects our security. The whole process, however, on the generals, is that they have signed off on the concept that the global climate threat is one of the focuses by which we are going to have the next war over water. Everyone's tagging on the global climate change in a particular way. I've had Professor Kersey on. I've interviewed him. I've received more hits than you could believe on that particular interview. Very positive concept. You may not believe with a lot of the theories that are on there, but I will talk with any scientist that wishes to call into Parker Pathways to discuss global warming. You may not like what you hear from me, but the whole thing comes down to the fact that the tag global climate change as a process for the next battle over water would only have merit if you were looking at the basis by which the water supplies of the earth are being shifted because of not particularly so much usage, but usage plus the effect on the human condition. And that's going to be one of the focuses of 17 subjects on this show today on the human condition as a result of water on the next war. We'll see you at the other end of the break. Call in is 800-313-9443.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
This is Parker Pathways. May 20th, 2007 live show. You can pick up Parker Pathways on MP3s and the recording. You can do archives. You can do, you know, with the MP3 on the archive, you can do the connection with the truckers is incredible. There are some people that are picking up on Parker Pathways on iPods. And a lot of this technology is now available for different reasons. I, of course, would appreciate being on shortwave. If you want to call the station and ask them to put me on shortwave, that's not a bad idea either. The whole process of this, though, is that my email. Is KWATI at sbcglobal.net, and the hard copy of question and documentation material that you like to send to me is Wind Research Center, P.O. Box 864, Millbrae, California, 94030. There are some... very interesting stories that have come across in the past few days. I want to just mention on CNN doing a story which was called Poison Food, and this was about E. coli strain 015, H7. And this is the E. coli that was in bagged spinach. And I take a very aggressive attitude about how these stories are presented. I do know that the companies that are involved in growing these products, they're now claiming that they have various ways to detect the E. coli in such a way to determine where it came from exactly within 200 yards of wherever they find the E. coli. And that would be true. Those are the form of called PCR techniques. They're polymerase, in other words, breaking down the DNA molecule of the E. coli to find out exactly what loci, or in other words, that piece of protein where it lines up with a identifiable pathogenic E. coli. The story on CNN appeared yesterday. They've been playing it on and off, and just about everything in the story is basically true. You do get hemolytic anemia. You do get kidney breakdown. You have to go on a dialysis machine. You can recover. Some do, some don't. You have brain fluids that expand the brain and kill you by pressing various toxic fluids within the base of the brain, particularly. The way the FDA is putting it, they're doing everything on a risk-based inspection. Risk-based meaning that they'll, you know, inspect a grower within a year or so, every year or every 2 years, and some are never even, you know, they're not inspected. And the whole thing comes down to the fact the FDA does not have the money nor the resources to handle it. And the story that just keeps circulating is about, well, you're growing leafy vegetables next to cattle. And so, therefore, cattle have E. coli, or they have other bacteria that's in the water, and that goes into the irrigation system. And nothing wrong with that story. Farming's been around since before the Bible, and people have been eating leafy vegetables around cattle for, what is it, documented. I think the first case of E. coli isolation that was figured out in the Egyptian tombs was as long as 4,000 B.C. This strain started in 1980. Think about it. I've been, you know, if you work out the terms of the mutation system and the thing and the whole concept of the protein systems I've been talking about for 6 months, and how I put it out about recycled water being used as irrigation water, it does not take a jump of little logical concept or hypothesis or logical concept to understand that the very substance we should be discussing is the concept of recycled water as irrigation system, blending recycled water within the water supply, trying to sell people on the idea how safe that is, and blaming it on feral pigs. Well, feral pigs have been running through agriculture for a long time, and it can't happen. It can't happen. And the bacteria can grow, no problem. Pigs have been, disseminating bacteria for a long time. But the little storyline is only 3 seconds long in an hour presentation on CNN that the real goal is to irradiate food. Now, the irradiation of food started out a long time ago. This thing has been pushed for a long time, and it's used on spices. This has been done for years in terms of irradiation of spices. And then you go in and they say, well, there isn't any difference in the taste. And if you have an irradiated bag of food and a bag of food that isn't irradiated. But there are other issues I'm going to go into on this show, because the whole process here, I'm not against irradiation. I'm against the process of the irradiation on the way it's done and how it's being perceived, with all of these other real-world problems of the recycled water, what goes in our, into our system, and how this relates to our government's organization, which they have affectionately called Homeland Security. President Bush's statement on June 18, 2002 was, I propose the most extensive reorganization of the federal government since the 1940s by creating a new Department of Homeland Security. And it'd be a cabinet-level offices designated to monitor many aspects of national security under one department. And that was the whole point, just one department. Instead, on May 2, 2002, a bipartisan group of senators and congressmen, as a response to growing evidence to numerous agencies within the government, placed Homeland Security in different components as essentially many of the government agencies, which I'm going to go into today. Now, you're asking yourself, what do feral pigs have to do with Homeland Security? Well, you're going to find out as you listen to the show, because you may like it or not, but you can handle the truth as the monitor for republicbroadcasting.org. And we have a lot for you. And I want to add this one little point that's going to tie in the dot to this story about the food ecology with lettuce, the gene change with chloramine, with the genes of food and human tissue, and the mutagenic aspects of the change of the chromosome breakages of plants and animals. And this is going to be covered as fast as we can through this two-hour segment to make this work. I want to add this other dot. There's another little story that has barely creeped in, but is now becoming larger than a footnote in peer review research, and that is the concept of infertility using human and animal cells in combination to overcome the infertility discussion, of which I will discuss along with stem cell systems later in the show, concept of diabetes, and how we are developing metabolic syndromes, which are tied in with the diabetes and how that happens. And I think we're going to have a little review on diabetes, and then tag the other dot to privatization of water districts by foreign companies. And when I first started with RBN, I came out with the chloramine caused cloud health damage, and the German company said, well, we're going to pull out of America. We're going to have a new company called American Water, and they're going to buy the water districts in America. And that's what's happening, piece by piece. And I really feel strongly that if America does not understand how we're selling America, which was one of my shows about 2 months ago, and the whole kind of was titled Selling America, and the whole thing process, if you think for 1 minute this isn't going to affect your health and welfare for your life now and the generations to come, you are sadly mistaken. All these dots connect, and the process of this whole thing is now tied in with, let's put chips in Alzheimer's patients so we can find them. And that's the other aspect of that. But I find it interesting that there's a proposal to put chips into food, and that's already happened. I talked about this last show, concerning the concept of using the special invented laser bars to go into the gene system of the plants so as to track them. Now, as if we're reading the book of Revelation out of the Bible, not that I'm pushing what's in the Revelations, but I always fall back on these little Sunday school stories about you have the mark of the beast, and you're going to be going to hell if you don't believe in God and all that stuff. But the whole thing comes down to the fact that's for other people to talk about. The thing is, but there's a passage in the book of Revelation that discusses this, and I find it fascinating that somebody would write something like that and say, you better not change it or you're going to go to hell. Well, I think we're already in bioterror's hell, and it's us. We'll come back on the break, and we'll start picking up speed. And if you want to join, 800-313-9443. Welcome aboard to Parker Pathways.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
May 20th, 2007. I wanted to mention about the concept of one of the easy ways that if people want to get rid of mutagenic and genotoxic kinds of activities in plants and humans is to spray them with chemicals. I ask you, if you have toxic chemicals in any form, you're going to open up all the farm chemicals to the concept of birth defects and the concept that is going to happen in terms of the effect on school children in schools. The government is now trying desperately to put forth the concept that, well, we have to move whole populations of people in the United States to different areas because they're already getting exposed, children particularly are getting exposed to pesticides that are in agricultural areas. They call it the pesticide drift program. And to me, this is just another form of eminent domain being practiced under the Privatization Act, because I noticed that all the property that they want to move from and put forth to other places and to build new towns are all close to transportation areas, which the government for years, the socialists have been trying desperately to build transportation towns next to transportation areas, move people out. And then, of course, they take the property under what a different form of eminent domain under a legal aegis under the Fourth Amendment, and try to work it out in another way to develop that area and usually build over contaminated areas. That is deviating a little bit from the subject, but not quite, because it has to do with the privatization of water, which is going on all over the world now, and in terms of using it as an indirect eminent domain process of water districts. And, of course, if you just look at it, well, it doesn't affect me. Do you think for one, if it has a rate increase, everybody says, well, it's going to have a rate increase, that'll get your attention, as it did in Felton, California, or the corruption that occurred in Atlanta, Georgia, and all the rest of it that came with us in terms of special laws passed to get excessive monies on tax-free municipal bonds, which President Clinton wanted to change the IRS rules, and he did. And the Congress and mayors thought that was a great idea, because that just gave more money to put in to build instead of infrastructure for pipes that are being deteriorated in the infrastructure of this country, to use that money for something else. In the meanwhile, there is an enormous amount of work, a body of work that runs into literally hundreds and hundreds of pages that long ago the government took out of circulation. And I'll get to that in a minute, concerning the effect of drinking water and the synthetic organic chemicals. The final rule that was based on this was on July 8, 1987, where it was discovered under the EPA's National Primary Drinking Regulation System, the unregulated contaminants. They had already tested on humans at a good 8 to 10 years previous to 1987. And a lot of the contaminants containing the whole process of trihalomethanes at that time were a little more prevalent. Today they are monstrously in different amounts, with idiocetic acid, bromoacetic acid, and fluoride, and then iodine. And, of course, these are detrimental to the endocrine system on the indirect pathway enzymatic P17.4 gene, which triggers the thyroid gland to cause you to get thyroid problems, quote, obesity, death, or cancer. Either one away, you get the cycle. Now, the whole thing is, if you have privatization of water districts, do you think these folks are going to pay attention to the concept of saying, well, we don't have to worry about the recycled water because we just convinced them, like we did in San Diego, that recycled water was a good thing. So let's go and just do it, you know? So the whole process is you're working on the backup of the fact that you have a period of 600 pages in 1987 that set the standard for every contaminant that they had at that time in this country, and the government figured that they had something there, that they would either cover, do, or revise. Now, all the people that are out here that are bogus groups, they're bogus groups that say, well, there hasn't been any work done with putting chloramine in the water and the rest of it. Well, you know why they started on this? So let's back this up a bit. There was a lot of deteriorated uranium in the water in 1987. Now, the whole process, why do you think there was deteriorated uranium? Well, it comes from the whole concept of the ecology itself. This is where the generals, they didn't touch on that base, the idea that global climate change would cause the next war on water. No, it was the allocation of water, as I said, from the standpoint of where what countries would have more of it because of groundwater tapping and the rest, and all the rest of it. So when we get back from the break, I'm going to continue here with the privatization concept, the actual body of work that's been done to show just how tough it is to survive. And we'll talk about it in a few minutes. Call in, 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
This is Parker Pathways. Dr. Wynn Parker, May 20th, 2007. And call in is 800-313-9443. And I notice on the ads there that the owner of the station is talking about shortwave radios, and I think that's a good idea. And just while you're doing it, talking to him, just tell him to put me on shortwave. And the other thing, too, I want to really point out that RBN has a nice homepage. You punch that in, republicbroadcasting.org. Look on the left side of the homepage. You'll find a lot of products there along with that shortwave. And I'm not endorsing the products. I'm just saying I'm for them because you have to start somewhere. An RBN donor list is there in case you want to put in a donor amount to help the station along, because the truth of the matter is it's not possible to under present restrict rules of not of having to have a script before you go on air. This is one of the few radio stations it's possible to have the truth really there, and another world point view. So support RBN and just really do your duty about it. Now, the whole thing comes down to another thing I wanted to get around, the deteriorated uranium. This is not the whole point of where I was heading, but it happens to be one of the contaminants that was in 1987 when they had the full fledge of what most of the contaminants were, of the bromides and the iodides. And that was part of the war effort, which I'm going to get to in a minute. We had, at that time, the technology for making the neutron bomb had not proceeded to a great extent. We're still doing atom bomb work, but centrifuges for developing neutrons for the nuclear bombs were in the planning stage and research stage. At that time, the public didn't realize that in the 1980s that we were into a dozen or so prototype concepts of those kinds of machines. The first one I saw was the size of 800 feet by 800 feet as one of the centrifuges. Of course, now they're very downsized you can only process a certain amount of uranium under those systems. You have to have a lot of centrifuges. To get about 130 of them in the 1980s was a big achievement. But the water supply has the takeoff on that. You need water to make this work, and also the contaminants from that are attached to our deteriorated uranium concepts. Deteriorated uranium is not where, as I said, it's not the main contaminant. It does its damage in another system with other kinds of products mixed with it that are made from other aspects of the rocket fuel system, from perchlorate and the rest of that causes follicular thyroid cancer. But the whole point is that most of America was contaminated with 130 of these kinds of projects that were going on. And a lot of these centrifuges were isolated. They weren't all in one place. Now, Iran plans to have 8,000 centrifuges by the end of this year. And they plan to make three nuclear bombs and have them on track by the end of this year or the beginning of next year. Now, their figures may be off. They may be in one way or another, but they're on track with it. I believe them. I feel from, if you look at the design of what they're doing, most of the world's contaminated water supply has already been developed very highly from Chernobyl in Russia when it melted down, that nuclear reactor. And there are places in the world where animals cannot grow. They're blind, like in South America, from the fallout of the radiation from Chernobyl. And by the way, the Russian word Chernobyl means wormwood. And where have you seen the word wormwood? It's in the Bible. And the destruction of it from the wormwood. And there's a complete description of what these centrifuges look like in the book of Ezekiel. Not that I'm going religious on everybody, but the point is that these little things I find coincidental. And I have no other meaning than the fact that I'm bringing them up. And for those folks that want to keep track of this from a long, you know, historical perspective and try to put two and two together, but you don't want to bridge too fast on these ideas. This is dangerous business. You have food and water supplies contaminated in the next war over water, which is how I opened being on air. I mean, that was how I opened it. That was months and months ago. So the thing is, now, the whole process of this is the year 2007, all right? So now, there was a EPA study which is called the Draft Drinking Water Health Criteria Document for Bromides. This was published in September 30th, 1993. They had already done 7 years of human study and animal studies on bromates and bromides on the effect of gestation periods on and abortion rates of humans. In 1994, the EPA had developed a draft drinking water criteria for chloramines. Now, anyone who thinks that there wasn't any work, they're badly mistaken. These bogus groups that are out here are absolutely creating a disservice, along with the EPA, that feral pigs caused E. coli in a spinach patch that killed 224 people. Now, you know, let's get real here. In terms of the process of these things, you take the EPA's study in 1994 on the final draft for the drinking water criteria of trihalomethanes, which is in the process of one. They say, well, that's a byproduct from the chlorine. Yes, that's true, but it's also not exactly the byproduct. It's the halides and the methanes that come from the combination of chlorine with such things as amides. And by the way, that causes a 17% death rate on a spontaneous abortion in any uterine growth study that's been done. Any study. There's been studies, the Swan studies, which the EPA has pulled off a long time ago for people to find. And the whole thing, in fact, you can take 9 cups of drinking water out of your tap, and that study was, and you can get an abortion in your first trimester. So, and well, that percentage is not as high as 70%. It's about 9 to 12%, and that study was done 9 years ago. Now it's much higher. It would be much higher, much higher. So you have here a case study of gastrointestinal cancers and urinary and cancer mortalities in drinking water from chlorine, and this study was done in 1978. Now, if you have, and this was one of the first epidemiology studies that was working with pregnant women, which they used in another study to show the processes of the back, what's called the backlog. It's called the Poisson statistical curve, of which there are kinds of probabilities of which can be possibly integrated into the decision to say that this causes something. At that time in 1970s, the public health department examined people that came into the United States of America from other countries. We do not have that now. We have an immigration bill on the table, and the whole process is based on the fact that you have no health system except the one that's going to be absorbed by close to what's estimated the 12 million people in the country. Now, let's be clear about this. Everybody can say, well, we need the workers, or we need this and we need that, and the rest of them, the people coming here, and they're earning the money and sending it back to Mexico. And meanwhile, the United States citizen that's on the work end is going to be down $20,000 estimate from the General Accounting Office for each person that's in here. Now, the whole process is, if you go and look at that, the healthcare system and its impact, and here we've got starter studies from 1970s that already show that we've already changed 3 chromosome bays. We have 23 chromosomes in the human system, okay? You've got one pair of chromosomes, XY chromosomes, for determining sex, okay? XY, male, XX, female, all right? Now, if you have a system where you already have a 20% breakage of your leafy vegetable plus your animal tissue from the contaminants of the water, you built into the gene signal that is called the pathway signal for all these diseases that we see, and many of them have been around for centuries, but some haven't. The bacteria have mutated, like E. coli. The process of cancer signals changed. The concept of stem cell genes changed. This is hard research, all right? Now, we're going to place on the table the concept of an unchecked system of which no one will be accountable for the concept of being able to determine how infertility rates are changed. We have to resort to human and animal cell mixtures in order to have an experimental clinical trial that is going to be changing for infertility, because 20% of the people cannot conceive in this country. Now, there's a study that's based on, it's called the researcher was Dr. Atlas, in the analysis of alkyl nitrates and selected hydrocarbons in ambient atmospheres. This was this study was done in 1991, and here was a biodegradable study. It's called a biodegradable comparison of methods of how you can develop a chemical surrogate in the human body from contaminants, and that was done in 1991. Now, the present thinking today by people that are called a body burden, they write articles, they got anything, the environmentalists and Sierra Club and all these ACLU amicus curiae briefs, totally ignore the concept of the what's called the predisposition of genetic and mutagenic changes that occur from the food and water bases that is also being used in medical pharmaceutical products. Now, I've talked a lot about this, and the thing is, I'm going to mention a study by Dr. Burse, B-E-R-C-Z. This is one of the ones that I originally presented in the year 2003 when I went out the door to the national public, and I can't tell you the furor that I caused out of this one. It was Dr. Burse, B-E-R-C-Z, did a study in 1982, which is called the subchronic toxicity of chlorine dioxide and the related compounds in drinking water in non-human primates. Now, this study was done in 1982 and was the basis of a two-part series of an X-File, which was a very popular science fiction show on television, there are hundreds of studies emanating from this one study, all of which I've reviewed. By the way, I want you to understand, I've reviewed all there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. I'm estimating 650 on the rough plus, and I know it's up to 1,000 peer-reviewed journals and concepts that I've worked in. You're not going to get this on the internet, trust me. It's long ago been pulled off. The internet is not the place for you to be looking for things anyway. You're not going to get it. It's not anything. It's all abstracted out. It's been sanitized. There's a study that was done in 1992, which is called Hypochloric Solutions for Drinking Water Disinfectants. This causes the change of, this was done on frogs, which are changing the zygotes, changing the egg constructions, and working it in such a way they didn't mature properly. And just from the deteriorated uranium concept alone, this was enough of a system by which the zygote changed and developed its own zygote. They dropped the research. This was in 1992. All of a sudden, that was closed down. And then you have the Dr. Bovee study. The Dr. Bovee study was done in 1992, and this is the public drinking water contamination and birth weight of human babies and selected birth defects. This was a case-control study of 160 females in New Jersey. In 1992, this was known that the birth defect and the birth weight was changed dramatically. Another Bovee study was done on fetal deaths and birth defects in a cross-sectional study in New Jersey in 1992. That was done a few months later and published. The other is the liver tumor induction of B6-3F1 mice by dichloroacetate and dichloroacetate. This is one of the EPA studies that just said, well, you can use chloramine in the water, but it causes liver cancers and it causes leukemia in rats, but as long as and some humans can have an outburst of these actions from these chemicals. But go ahead, the states, United States of America, and you go ahead and you can use chloramine. You can try that, and but you can have it as a dose related system. It had the actual wording from the government directive in 1994 that it's dose-related. Essentially, chloramines are a health concern at certain levels of exposure, and high doses for extended periods of time have been shown to damage blood and liver in laboratory animals, and the EPA set the standard for drinking water for chloramines to protect against the risks of these adverse effects. And then say, if you, well, if you have it dose related, it's a, there's a very low risk that this should be, and it should be considered safe in respect to chloramines of humans. The whole process, however, that the people have been so sold on the concept of the fact that you get fined $10,000 a day by the federal government if you don't use the chloramine, and then another fact is if you privatize on these multiple municipal water contracts, you're also and you're tax-free. Let's be clear about this. President Clinton made sure that you not only get the five different poisons, and they knew it. And it's in President Clinton's concept of his executive order. And I'm not pushing on Clinton, but if you have studies, you better listen to them, and you cannot change the outcome of Mother Nature and its reaction on you when you're trying to eat and drink and still be in a bioterrorist world. We'll come back at the other end of the break here, and we'll continue with what we're pursuing of real-world studies.
World War III, rising fuel prices, financial collapse, trucker strike, North American Union. Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. PersonAlarms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, and we're discussing peer review work that was done before we became into the bioterrorist world, and before Homeland Security was designed to try to develop some kind of safety system in terms of what is an overall umbrella system. But I'm giving clues as to suggestions of which Homeland Security can be changed for the better. And one of the first things is to discover something that's a reality. I deal with the reality of the peer review work and what you see. Now, to get back to the generals adapting the concept that I brought out, that the next war will be over water, and they based on global climate changes and the rest of it, which is a stretch for one end, but it's got some truth in it from the standpoint of change of the water supply in the earth and how it's used by humans. But there's something that needs to be said to the Parker Pathway listeners. If anyone has seen the picture of the planet Saturn, there's a large swirl of it looks like a concentric swirl. It just keeps moving. It's almost as wide as the Earth itself, and it's been there since somewhat of the discovery of the Saturn clouds. There's a photograph that the government has taken of the Earth that they don't show the public, and it has to be of the Earth. There is, over Asia, what is called a smog cloud. It is larger than the five countries south of it and the two countries north of it. One would be the forming of the lower part of Russia. This Asia smog cloud is over China, and it swirls exactly the same way as that cloud over Saturn. And in that cloud are all the chemicals from the takeoff of all the deteriorated concepts of the contaminated chemicals, which I can name, give you concentrations. I can't talk classified work, but declassified where they're testing. And when I said chloramine causes cloud health damage, I made a point in there. If you get it on the homepage, you click it on the right side of the homepage. I called that the Public Utilities Commission, who sanctify privatizations of water districts, to just go off and buy them, do the rest, not have any concern whatsoever about these other factors. That's why the German people said they were pulling out. They didn't want to pay the $1.5 billion of liability for all the toxins that were in the water. So they put an American company out in the stock market, American Water, and have them do the job, because that's the surrogate of the German company and the English company, the Thames. And the whole process is in that cloud contain all of these byproducts that we're talking about that's swirling. It's called the Asia smog cloud. And if you look at that from the satellite picture, it absolutely is horrifying. It's horrifying. Because what's happening here, you want to play the game of global warming, you're not even in the sandbox. The people are being misguided in terms of what is really happening here. In terms, they talk about temperature change, you talk about the rest of it that goes with it, and the influxes that occur at the poles. There have been documented 17 times that the poles have changed their polarities on this Earth over the period of the billions of years that this Earth has been here. And the whole process is that once you add these chemicals, in terms of the processes and how we work with it, I had a listener tell me a brilliant statement. We are drinking Leonardo da Vinci's tears to this day. And it happens that toilet to tap to table initiative that I'm putting on the table for a constitutional initiative in the United States of America is serious. And anyone that wants to join this had better wake up. You're not going to win it by a bottle of water.